My apologies for the delay. I think we need to communicate a little bit better. And if one of the sisters can take the responsibility of emailing the other sisters if there's a change in date, I can let one of the sisters know if I have an obligation to attend to on Saturday. Usually these programs are on Saturday. But if I have something to attend to, inshallah, I can let one of the sisters know, who in turn can let the other attendees know. And in this way, there is no confusion when the dates are changed. Inshallah, all of the lectures till now, they have been recorded. Today's lecture, inshallah, is also being recorded. As I mentioned the previous week, today, inshallah, I will discuss the laws related to nail polish and lipstick. This is a commonly asked question by sisters. They email as well as call about nail polish and lipstick. From the outset, I would like to say that it is not prohibited, it is not haram to use nail polish, and it is not haram to use lipstick, as long as it doesn't impede the offering of the prayer. Because if the nail polish is not removed, salat will not be correct, because wudu does not take place due to this nail polish, because it prevents water from, you know, reaching the nails. Similarly, as long as lipstick is not removed from the lips, wudu will not take place, because water cannot penetrate the lipstick. There are certain chemicals and substances that lipstick contains, and this prevents water from touching the lips. So wudu will not take place. Therefore, when offering prayer, it is imperative to get rid of nail polish. It is very important to get rid of the lipstick. And you know, I'm not saying that it's haram or anything, but simply for the sake of salat, we have to be a little bit more mindful. Alternatively, mehndi can be used for the fingernails. Mehndi is perfectly fine. It doesn't impede water from penetrating. And inshallah, this is a perfect alternative. Okay, another question that I get often is it permitted for women to cut their hair? Now, nowadays, some women, some sisters, they cut their hair like males. This is something that the Prophet ﷺ has expressly mentioned, that the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon those women who imitate men or wear clothing like men, as well as those men who imitate women. However, there is some dispensation and concession for women to cut their hair. Condition one is that there shouldn't be imitation of men. Condition two, the hair should not be cut above the shoulders. And condition three, the style of the hair should not resemble the styles of kuffar women, of non-Muslim women. So as long as these three conditions are observed, it would be permitted to cut the hair, provided it stays below the shoulders and it shouldn't be cut excessively, right? As long as it is in the middle of the shoulders, it is permitted. Once again, if there are questions, please feel free to ask, you know, send me a note or send me an email, and inshallah, I will answer those questions the week after. To continue, women should cover their shins and ankles. It is haram, strictly forbidden, for women to expose their shins. Girls who are wearing long dresses, but they're leaving their shins exposed, those sisters should cover their shins and ankles. It is compulsory for men to leave their ankles exposed, and it is haram for them to cover their ankles. But for women, the ruling is that they should cover their ankles. Therefore, those sisters who expose their shins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's curse is there, and the punishment is severe, similar to the punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mete out against those men who cover their ankles. This is a question that I get often, is that observing the hijab and parda in front of the brother-in-law. It is necessary to make parda from your husband's brother, for i.e. your brother-in-law. And this is absolutely necessary. The Prophet ﷺ once was asked by a woman, a sahabiya, that should we make parda from our brother-in-laws? The Prophet ﷺ responded that the brother-in-law is death. Now there's a couple of interpretations for this hadith. One of them is that just as you fear death, you should fear your brother-in-law, because shaitan can come at any time. Shaitan can come at any time, and shaitan can affect our thought processes, our thinking, and our inclinations and disinclinations. So shaitan can affect us in adverse ways. Nowadays, women are not observing parda in front of their brother-in-laws, and as a result, many evils are occurring, and there are instances where something happened with the brother-in-law, and later on there is great regret. Also, for husbands, it is necessary that they should not allow their wives to look at their brothers and vice versa, and they should try to tell their brothers not to get angry, because this is something that is related to Sharia, and this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, so there is nothing to complain about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to protect the sanctity of women. This woman is still, although she is the wife of the husband, but she is still considered a mahram, someone who is not a mahram, someone who can still get married to the brother-in-law if the husband, passes away. Also, for the husband, it is also commanded that he should observe parda from his wife's sister, meaning his sister-in-law, and the husband should not be allowed to come in front of her without observing parda. And generally, the sister-in-law is of the young age, and sometimes, it happens that, the husband, he falls in love with the sister-in-law. This has happened on many occasions, and I have heard stories of this, and questions have been received by other scholars regarding this as well. Another point that I wish to mention is that it is obligatory for women to conceal their hair. The salat of women who wear thin scarves over the head and shoulders, to the extent that the blackness of the hair becomes apparent and transparent, this salat is not valid. Therefore, respected mothers and sisters, understand this well, that wear a thick dupatta, wear a thick scarf. If one feels hot during the summer months, then keep a special thick dupatta in the summer, where inshallah, as long as the hair is covered properly and it's thick enough to make sure that the hair is not visible, that should be used in the summers. And inshallah, one can offer salat in front of a fan. There is no problem in doing that. We must observe the Sharia correctly. This issue should be understood well, that if the hair can be seen through the scarf, then the salat is not going to be valid. Another point that I wish to mention is that the clothing should not be transparent. That to wear thin, transparent clothing, that the chest, back, or legs can be seen, this is haram and a major sin. Inshallah, I will stop over here today. Inshallah, next week we will continue with wearing the cloak, the abaya, or the burqa, as it is called nowadays, as well as who we should do parda in front of and who we shouldn't. Also, I wanted to ask and request the mothers and sisters to please provide topics for future speeches and talks, and please, inshallah, provide them before Saturday so that I can review the masail that revolve around it. And once again, my apologies for the miscommunication, having the lecture on Saturday. Inshallah, I will let one of the sisters know, and she will in turn let the other sisters know that if we are having a program on Saturday or not. Jazakallah khairan wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.